Good morning to you, to all the audience who tune in every morning to Gisela. And I join her in her congratulations because today is the Cuban Nursing Day. And I really believe that nurses deserve all our congratulations and our recognition for the selfless work they do in Cuba and in many countries, and because they have always shown a total commitment to the health of our people. So we begin our briefing today acknowledging and congratulating all the nursing personnel of Cuba in our country and working abroad. We begin today's briefing with good news that for the fourth consecutive day, we are not reporting fatalities in our country. And there are 507 patients admitted in our hospitals, 315 suspects, 192 confirmed, and 1,973 are being monitored by our primary healthcare system. To detect SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19, 1,960 samples were studied yesterday at the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, 857 in the Epidemiology and Microbiology Laboratory of Havana, 282 in Villa Clara, 248 in Santiago de Cuba, 210 in the Biotechnology and Genetic Engineering Center, 188, and in the Amajeras Brothers Hospital, 175. As a result of the study of these 1,960 samples, 15 tested positive for COVID-19 for 0.8%. And Cuba has already performed 110,349 tests using the molecular biology real-time PCR technology. And 2,107 people have tested positive with the virus SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19 disease, 1.9% of the samples processed. The 15 cases confirmed yesterday all are Cuban, and all of them are contacts of confirmed cases. The identification of all sources of infection was attained. And in the overall total, 89.5% of all people diagnosed in our country, the source of infection has been a previously confirmed positive case. All told, they are 1,849 people. And this is a testimony of the great importance of this risk group. The source of infection has not been determined in 84 people, that is 4.01% of all diagnosed cases, and the number of people who got infected abroad remains with no change, 133. The female sex is predominant. 9 out of the 15 cases were female. In the cumulative total of people diagnosed in Cuba, 50.3%, 1,060 people are female. Yesterday, 6 of the cases were male for a cumulative total of 1,047 cases, representing 49.7%. 11 out of the 15 positive cases were asymptomatic at the time of the test. And we stress, and yesterday we talked about it as well, it is obvious that there is an increase in the world and in our country of a number of asymptomatic cases. And this entails a great risk for this disease. And there are already 1,104 people, that is 52.4% of those confirmed to this date that were asymptomatic at the moment their samples were tested. The age group with the most cases was a group of 40 years and above with 13 cases, which is 85.7% of all the cases. No children were diagnosed yesterday with the disease, and the number of children identified with the disease of the island remains the same, 235, and 208 of them have already been discharged. The 15 cases diagnosed yesterday are from Havana, scattered in 8 of its municipalities. But 13 of these 15 confirmed cases have epidemiological link contacts with the ICA Pharmaceutical Laboratory for 87.7%. Turning to the positivity rate of confirmed cases over the last 15 days, a rate per 100,000 inhabitants, Havana is on the first place with 8.24, followed by Matanzas with 2.92, Artemisa with 0.97, Ciego de Ávila with 0.69. And we can state that as of today, 11 provinces and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth have not had COVID-19 positive cases over the last 15 days. Villa Clara is today's addition. We find in this situation Villa Clara, Las Tunas, Pinar del Río, Granma, Cienfuegos, Mayabeque, Santi Espíritus, Camagüey, Santiago de Cuba, Holguín, Guantánamo, and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality. And you might wonder, why do I repeat that every day? And this has to be repeated because this shows that when the restriction measures are fulfilled, the control of the disease is feasible. 11 territories in our country have demonstrated it. It's true that certain places do have more epidemiological complexities, but it is on our hands and on the hands of the Cuban population and institutions to achieve this goal, to achieve this success. Of the 2,107 people diagnosed with the disease, 192 remain in hospital. These are the active cases that we have in the country today. And of them, 188, that is 97.9%, have a stable clinical evolution. We always report on the regrettable death of 83 people accumulated in our country as a result of this pandemic, none of them over the last 4 days. The two evacuees from the beginning of the pandemic, and yesterday there were 3 discharges. And again, it's not a positive balance since there were more confirmed cases than discharges. And this is determined by the increase in the number of cases that we have had over the last few days. And in Cuba, 1,830 patients who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 have recovered, have been released. 86.9%, they have recovered, and they are at different stages on their return to normal lives. With the 83 deaths, Cuba has a lethality rate of 3.93% and is currently on the 17th place on the table of countries on this indicator in the region of the Americas. The lethality in the region of the Americas currently stands at 5.59%. And Cuba has 3.93 on the 17th place. And of the 35 countries that make up the region, 11 have a rate higher than the average of the region. Today, we have no patients in critical condition, but we do have four patients in serious condition. Three of them are at the Salvador Allende Hospital, and one at the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute. One of the patients that was reported in serious condition at the Dr. Luis Soto Hospital here in Havana showed some improvement and is currently considered in guarded condition. And one more patient was included in this category, and it is a female patient admitted in the Tropical Medicine Institute in Havana. As of 12 midnight, June 2nd, 195 countries remained with diagnosed cases of COVID-19, reaching already 6,245,352 confirmed cases in one single day. 109,267 people were diagnosed. And what's more important in terms of the human being, 4,570 people died yesterday in the world as a result of this disease, accumulating 376,427 people who have died due to COVID-19 in the world, for a lethality of 6.03%. The region of the Americas, and yesterday we were reviewing the data, there is no doubt that Brazil is becoming the epicenter of the disease. The region already reports 2,950,532 confirmed cases, with 51,966 cases added yesterday. The region already accounts for 47.34% of the total cases of the world. And 1,991 people died yesterday in our region for a cumulative total of 165,262 deaths in the region, for a lethality, as we had earlier said, of 5.59%. And this is the information we had on Cuba and the world.